Hi, and welcome back to the Mob Mentality Show. I am Chris Lucian, and Austin Chadwick is here with me as the co-host. Today, we're going to be talking about a new mob role that was recently merged into the mob programming RPG as a pull request. So that role is called Major Pain. And then we have another role following that we'll talk about called Dr. Feelgood, and they kind of go hand in hand. So Austin, as a contributor to this pull request, maybe you can go ahead and describe to us what that is, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah, so I think we'll start with Major Pain. And yes, it is a reference to the movie, that's where it was inspired by. But I was in a mob of three, and I was inspired to put in this pull request to the mob programming RPG because this person, definitely spoke up a lot about the pain that he was feeling from what was going on. And so as it's described in the game, verbalized to the mob pain felt in the process, tools, interpersonal interactions, notice pain being felt by others and ask about it and show empathy. So there's kind of like, I'm feeling pain, or it looks like you're feeling pain. Maybe amplify pain that's being ignored, like, oh, we keep doing the manual task over and over again, but we're okay with it. We're fine. We're happy with this. And it might even be pulling the end on cord and saying like, hey, you know, we need to stop the line and talk about this thing. And I was inspired to write it because someone, it was a mob of three. We got along really well. So the psychological safety was really high. And so, you know, we'd just be, you know, he'd be complaining about this or that or saying what was wrong. And a negative way to interpret it would be like, oh, why are you complaining so much? But we like leaned into it and said like, okay, well, why are you feeling this pain and what can we do about it? And it led to so many great improvements in regards to the tech we're using, the feedback loops. And so I think this is a good one for me to highlight because I'm kind of a, what's it called? Rosy colored sunglasses person. And so there could be pain felt and I'm just kind of like, oh, it's fine. Let's just keep going. Everything's good. Turn up the good. It's all good. Where sometimes paying attention to pain can really help things improve. Any major pains come to mind for you, Chris? The person, but.
I think you make a really good point. It's that it's kind of like that nagging chronic pain that is the worst, right? And and it's really funny because, you know, typically those are compounded on top of each other. And so you bring a really good point about automation in general, this idea that like, you know, it's like, oh, it's okay to just do this small task over and over again. And especially when you're working solo, like there's no one else to kind of tell you, hey, like this is just something that you don't need to do anymore. The best example I think I can come up with that I think everybody's experienced is like going through and manually formatting your code, like putting tabs and spaces into the code over and over again, right? So like if you're in a mob and you're doing that, like almost everyone right away who is not driving is like, hit the shortcut, right? Because they're like outside of it and thinking about it and being like, don't spend all the time doing that. And so I think that that's a really good example, a really small and concise example of what can happen in all sorts of systems. And so writing boilerplate code, especially around unit tests, it's like make a little generator for that or templating system of some kind. And other things. So for me, the automationist is very much grounded in major pain. But I also, I've seen this a lot where it's like just keyboard shortcuts. It's a supporting role that maybe everybody has their thinking cap on around the major pain role in order to make sure that all these little these small or large pains end up working their way out of the system. Because if you just are content to ignore it, then you kind of get into that state of complacency and then you kind of plateau a little bit as well.
Yeah, for sure. And it could be small things like shortcuts, but it can turn out to be big things. Like you mentioned, automation can be a big one. I saw one where there was a particular tech stack that people would run away from with speed. And so by showing empathy for the pain and really talking about it and really trying to come up with a plan to be like, okay, how can we apply a strangler here? Can we write new code in a better tech stack that gives us better feedback loops that you know, the rest of the people don't run away from. And so it can really help with small problems, but also can help with big systemic problems like, oh, why does no one stay on this particular team for longer than a month? and so, yeah. And so I think, you know, I think reaching out, you know, if maybe the call to action is if you're in a pain, if you're in a mob and you're feeling pain, you know, communicate it, share it, and then ask for feedback what to do about it. If you see other people grimacing or having being frustrated, and, you know, to lean into that and show some empathy and, you know, ask questions and see where it leads. This might be a good time to transition to Dr. Feelgood.
All right.
Lay
it on us.
Lay it on us. Yeah. So I think major pain probably inspired Dr. Feelgood. It's kind of like, well, obviously mob programming and turn up the good. I mean, that's a big part of mobbing in general. And so it's kind of the other side of the coin that maybe should be emphasized the most. So to show appreciation to another mobber or a stakeholder, even using the SBI model. So I think SBI is really important because you say the situation, the behavior they're doing and the impact it's having. And I say that out loud because it's a good reminder for myself, because often I'll just be like, hey, that was great, thanks, which is still fine, but it's not as impactful as if you say like, hey, when we were struggling in the code and you found that item on Stack Overflow and shared it with us, that really moved us along, so thank you so much, you know. And so showing appreciation, you know, just verbalizing something that gives you joy about what we're doing. You're like, oh man, the TDD loop run right now is really, really tight and the feedback's really fast. I'm just loving this. I'm really happy right now. So thank you, everybody. And then kind of reaching out to others, noticing happiness expressed by others and asking about it. And then this can all turn into retrospective topics of like the classic turn up the good. Yep. So like, hey, you know, this TDD loop's really good. How can we turn that up, you know, to be in other tech stacks or other repos we're using and things like that? Any feel good stories come to mind for you, Chris?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that you can take either viewpoint from Major Pain or Dr. Feelgood, right? And you can essentially, you know, if you're in that turn up the good mindset, then maybe you notice a pain, but maybe you don't approach it from like, oh, this is painful, and like just complaining about it, right? But you can notice those moments where it doesn't feel bad, and then talk about turning up the good there, right? So it's like, you know, maybe going back to that example, we might say something like, you know, oh, this repetitive thing, like formatting the code is really painful. But you could also, you know, conversely, if you have the opportunity, you could say, you know, when they use the auto format, you can say like, oh, that auto format was really good, and that felt a lot better than what we were experiencing before. Especially if like they found it on their own, right? Just like reinforcing that positive behavior. But you know, and I think that just turning up the good during retrospectives, I think this is really like how mobbing like ended up lasting a longer time, was we were retrospecting on it. We're just saying, hey, you know, notice that thing that we always had to deal with before is now gone. Like, oh, you know, we don't really have any merge conflicts anymore. That's really interesting. Like, maybe we should mob more. We're not really having to work on pull requests, or we're not creating as many bugs, and that feels good to be doing those things. And so I think that, you know, in this role, it was really obvious over time that when we were first mobbing, that it's just something that we should keep doing. But if no one was noticing that these differences were happening, you know, if no one was kind of like sponsoring it a little bit, then, you know, it would have been very easy to just say, okay, well, this might, you know, this takes a lot of people and a lot of time, and maybe it's not as valuable. But when you notice all those like small little payoffs, that make you feel better about the work you're doing, it becomes really evident that there's a lot of value in the practice, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I think, the more, it's kind of one of those things, the more you do it, the more it grows and spreads, right? And mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever been in mobs where, you know, the energy doesn't feel as exciting, or people feel low or whatever. And so I feel like And then I've been in mobs where people share their joy. They're like, oh, this was really exciting what happened here. And then it tends to spread to other people. And I've even, some people start their day mobbing with like a phrase or something like that, like, woohoo. But then I see other people start doing that more often, right? And so it can spread around. And it can also spread around in a tech way too. I remember one person joined our mob who was like, oh my gosh, you guys are manually deploying this app, you know? So, these are all the really good things I experienced on some other mob. Can we work on that? And be like, oh, sure, let's do that. And so, it can be pretty much anything. And I think like we've said before, if you just turning it up 1% every day, that really grows to be a lot over time. And
plus 1% infinity.
Plus, yeah, there you go. That's what that phrase is right there. So, right on. Well, I'm excited that these roles are now officially part of the game. And, maybe the next step will be make PDFs and make all the graphic art and all that kind of stuff. But for now, it's at least in there. And if you see any ways to turn up the good or accentuate some pain to help your mob out, go for it. Please like and subscribe. We love your feedback. Love seeing your comments on YouTube, Twitter, and more. And until next time, mob well and have a good one.
Bye, everybody.